Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Stacy St. Clair, the writer for the Chicago Tribune, along with our Ryan Burrow, is covering the jury selection for Jason Van Dyke. Hi, Stacy. You're on WGN.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm excellent. How's it going for you? What did you see in the second seating of potential jurors?
Yeah, so there have been two jury pools that have come through today, each about 100 people. And, you know, during the second jury, one woman, covered her mouth when they, announced this was the people versus Jason Van Dyke, while this other woman, nodded eagerly, she had guessed it correctly, that this is what this was all about. And, you know, most of the jurors just kind of sit there in, stunned, unhappy disbelief, because no matter, where you fall on this case, if you fall anywhere at all, you definitely do not, relish the idea of being in the middle of a highly charged, high profile case.
Plus, this is what you're going to do for the next month.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're saying the trial is going to last 3 weeks and jury selection at least two. So, yeah, this is fall.
So did any jurors get selected today?
No, they're going to start that on Monday. So what the jurors did is they, were read the indictment by Judge Gaughan, and then he sort of admonishes them, not to talk to anybody about this case. And then they were sent back to the jury room where they're going to fill out a questionnaire. And then the prosecution and defense will spend the next 2 days and likely the weekend poring over those questionnaires to sort of target who they don't want and who they, in an ideal world, keep.
Can you tell me much about the racial composition of the jury pool, and how cognizant of that are they going to be?
Well, I was trying to observe. We were kind of in the back, so I don't have an exact count for you, but there were a lot of women of color. It was about 50-50 men, women, a lot of women of color, not that many black men, which, historically has been a problem at 26th and Cal. You don't see as many black male jurors. And I think it's going to be very prevalent. I mean, the defense has already said that their polling shows that the vast majority of African-Americans have already made up their minds on this case. And that was one of the reasons why they wanted it moved out of Cook County. So usually when you're a reporter, you keep your eye on the prosecution and how many minorities they're trying to, bounce from the jury pool. And now I think it's going to be the reverse. I think you're going to see people keeping their eye on the defense and how many minorities are trying to keep off the panel.
This judge doesn't act very sympathetic to the defendant, but I guess they do have the option of going with a bench trial. They don't even have to take the jury if they don't like it, right?
Correct. Under Illinois state law, Jason Van Dyke can have a bench trial up until the 12th juror is sworn in. And once that happens, he can ask for a bench trial, but then it's at the judge's discretion. And one of the reasons the judge could deny such requests after the 12th juror is sworn in is because if the judge believes the waste of government resources to dismiss the jury. And this judge has already expressed concern about the waste of government resources and the time and the money in this case. So I think once that 12th juror is sworn in, he'll be locked into a jury trial.
So the charges are one count of misconduct, 16 of aggravated battery, one for each bullet. Did I hear that it was six counts of murder? Or
six.
How do you
right.
six counts of murder?
There's different conditions in which a homicide meets a first-degree murder. And, one of them that we naturally think of is premeditation. Obviously, there is no premeditation in this case because he didn't know Laquan McDonald until, 6 seconds before. He'd never seen him. It was 6 seconds before he pulled the trigger. But there are six conditions that he does meet according to the indictment, and those are what he's charged with.
Well, I was been confused about that, Stacey. Maybe you can shed some light on this. That is, Stacey St. Clair from the Chicago Tribune over at the courthouse is on the line right now, but right, there's no premeditation. At least I can see how people would reasonably conclude that, and I thought premeditation was a tenet of first-degree murder, so isn't he tried, though?
It's a tenet, but there are many tenets, and you know, one of them is like, if you knew what you were about to do was going to lead to murder, or lead to a death, obviously. So, I mean, that's one of them. I don't know all six off the top of my head.
Fair enough, but it's possible that you could be charged and convicted of that crime without meeting the premeditation requirement you're suggesting.
Correct.
Fair enough. Okay, well, then that makes sense. So there's those six plus the 16 plus the one, and jury selection began today. Any last notes from you, Stacey? Anything else jumped out at you that maybe we should be aware of?
I think what you're going to see is some very creative reasons starting on Monday as for why people don't want to be on the jury. We were all reminiscing today about the Blagojevich trial, where the one juror said his brother needed a kidney transplant, and they brought that juror back in a few hours later. And then he said, oh, well, my brother needs a liver transplant. And the judge said, you know, well, which organ does he need? So I think you're going to see a lot of creativity of people trying to get out of jury duty.
That's interesting because, right, if I'm sympathetic with the time constraint, but you're a citizen, and this is part of your obligation as a citizen of the country is to serve on a jury if you're unlucky enough to be chosen. But that notwithstanding, I'm a little surprised to hear you say that people don't want to be deciders in this case. I think some people would be motivated to know what happened and render a verdict.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all like to render verdicts from the comfort of our own home.
Yeah.
But when you have to, you know, they walked in today to protesters outside, to TV cameras, to, you know, the giant satellite trucks. I mean, that's a lot. And this is a volatile issue. And, you know, it's tough to make a decision when you know, when you make the decision, half the people in your, you know, in the Cook County will probably be unhappy with you.
We'll read you online.
I'm going to be on your side.
We'll read you online at chicagotribune.com and in the print edition, Stacey St. Clair. I always appreciate your time, Stacey. You do a terrific job.
Anytime.
If you can join us in studio sometime, please do. But I know why you're there, so keep up the good work.
Thanks, John. Talk to you soon.